Welcome to the official podcast of A Conscious Partner. Our initiative is bringing affordable access to relevant information for anyone in search of impactful self-development. ACP specializes in hosting growth workshops, which bring awareness to the most important topics in life. It's a place for everyone and anyone to come together with the goal of gradually culminating our own security in a fun, safe environment. And now with our hosts, Bruce Doherty, Jaggy, and Dr. Giselle Tennant, let's get into today's discussion.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
We're here today playing life. Game of life.
The game of life. We're going to try the game of life today. We're going to see how it plays out.
Did the heater just kick on?
Yes.
The furnace, you mean?
The furnace.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, you can hit the furnace.
That's okay.
Well, we have to keep ourselves warm.
It's winter.
I'm sorry, I have
here in Canada.
Life.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So we just figured this would be a good, awesome way to do something different. Talk about all the things we talk about, but with a board game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I have not played this game in a long time. I don't even remember the rules. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we kind of went over the rules briefly. So mm-hmm. We're just going to start. I think we all spin to see who goes first. Am I the spinner?
Yes, you're closer. Sure.
Are you ready?
Do you want me to do this? I'm trying to find my furnace.
Oh, you have an app. Oh, you have like the app thing?
Yeah, the Honeywell app.
Who's coming up to the house?
I don't know. But this is mid-podcast.
That's too funny.
Maybe this
okay,
is
well, he can being delivered.
We're a little busy. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He'll go away.
All right.
So what I'm going to do is turn the heat up a little bit.
and then it'll
get really hot.
Okay.
And then it'll be off for a long time.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Right?
So we might be a little hot for a while.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to spin. And I'm spinning for everybody, I think, is what we decided.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to spin for everybody.
Okay, so I will do Giselle first.
Sure.
Four.
Number four. Fours
are yours today. Bruce.
One. So that means I'm number one? Yeah. I think you did that on purpose.
Okay, well, do you want me to do it again?
And No.
How was that a cheater? It's on camera.
You start, then me, then Bruce.
No, we got to go this way, don't we?
No, we go the order of the numbers.
I think. What does it say? I think it's just the highest number goes first, and then it's
clockwise.
Okay.
So you go last.
That's okay.
I mean, it doesn't really matter in this game. So whose car is whose?
Mine is green.
Okay.
I want blue.
Okay, so that means I'm pink. Okay, so I have to decide what I'm doing first.
So far, this is like just...
What?
It's awesome.
So okay. Exciting.
I got a three. So this is life. We've skipped all of childhood, and we're jumping in from the age of 18.
From the age of 18, I guess, yeah.
Yep.
So you're going to get a career, or are you going to...
Go the career path. So I could go college.
Or career.
So that's the biggest question, I guess.
Yes.
The
biggest question for a lot of younger people is,
do I go get a college degree, or...
Yeah. Do I get a career?
Yeah, because we're finding out that having a college degree doesn't mean anything.
Not as much as it used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's do the career. I'll do the career. So I'm going to go three paces ahead. One, two, three.
Oh, so you get a career.
So,
you get a non-college career. So yes. You can pick
so what are the rules? Do I
non-college career you like?
College career.
Do I just pick one or two?
Well, how can you pick two careers?
Because then you get the option.
Oh, okay.
So well, we should have discussed this beforehand.
Choose the path. If you choose career, you take the top two cards.
Top two cards. There we go.
You're going to choose your favorite and face up in front of you. And
then they're both kind of crappy.
Yeah. And then you return the other two to the bottom of the deck.
Okay, so my options were musician or stunt performer.
Ooh.
Both of which paid $50,000. So I'm going to go with the musician.
And then put that at the bottom of the deck.
Okay.
Okay. And I get $50,000 because I passed payday. Oh, we also get $200,000, guys. I forgot.
$200,000.
I forgot that we get to do that right away. Here's your money. Yes. I'm the banker today, too. Here's your money.
Thank you.
And then here's my money. Okay. Now I'm rolling for Bruce, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also did get an action card. I rolled you a 10. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm really excited because I want to go the college route.
Okay.
Bank. So can you move my car 10 times?
Yes.
Let's see.
Now, do I get my college career right now? Is it the same thing?
You have to pay the bank $100,000.
Oh, you do it when you graduate.
Oh, okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you get an action card.
Okay. And what's that say? What was your action card?
My action card was make your yard an adventure playground. Pay bank $30,000.
Well, what? Tell me I bought a home cinema. I'm still in college. Why am I buying a home cinema?
That's life. We don't really have the control over that's it. Right. I think sometimes that's the whole point.
You're well, I have control into... over whether or not I'm buying a home cinema.
Okay, just so everyone knows, I paid my $30,000.
I paid $50,000 for a home cinema.
Wow. Let's talk about priorities. So I'm in
college, and I'm paying $50,000 for a home cinema.
Okay, so should we discuss why that might be faulty logic? Yeah. Because it feels like you feel like some type of way about it.
Well, it's like buying a car, like a brand new car when you're still in college. Before you're buying a car planning on graduating and planning on how much money you make.
Yeah.
Before you're spending money before you even have it.
Yes.
Spending money you don't have.
And why is that a problem?
Well, I mean, that's kind of also like college.
Yeah.
Like you're spending that money.
And the question would be, why is it so important to you to have that brand new car? Right?
Yes.
Is it a status thing?
Yes, is it a status thing?
While you're in college, you want to say, hey, look at what I'm driving, even though you can't afford it.
I mean, that's what I did when I got out of college. I was like, I have this big girl job. I can get a big girl car. I did it. Hated my life. It was the worst decision I ever made.
How did that work out for you?
I mean, the car, I enjoyed it.
But the car was a nice car.
Yes, it was a nice car. But it just added more pressure to me than I needed to have, 100%. Okay. Giselle's turn.
So that's the life lesson is before you spend the money, make sure you have the money.
Yeah.
Because when you burden yourself with debt early on, if you make a change in your life,
it's really hard to do.
It's really hard to do because now you've made a commitment to this payment.
That you can't afford.
And that's now you go, well, now I have no maneuvering. I can't go, you know what? I feel like taking a year off now.
Yeah. Well, I can't quit my 9 to 5 that I don't want to work at anymore.
Or we don't have the fortitude to say, well, it was a bad decision. Now I need to sell the car.
Yes.
Right? Because now you're used to having the car and you don't want to sell it because of all the advantages you think.
Yes.
And you're not thinking about the disadvantages.
It's peer involved. It's, you know, you got your friends. You bought the car. So now your friends all see you as a certain type of person. Mm-hmm. And if I sell the car, it'll feel like you failed.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. It also felt cool to roll up in my cool car. It's like, I'm so glad I don't have a shitty car. But like, what kind of ego statement is that? Right? Like, that's just like, who cares? Yeah.
But that's what they're selling to people, right?
I know.
That's exactly what they're
selling. 100%. It's like, why would you pay?
Yes. Right? Some people pay $100,000 for a car and some people pay.
Yes.
I mean, it will drive whether you pay $20,000 or $100,000, right? It'll get you to where you
That's the goal, right? Go. Just want to be able to move. So,
you know what? It's like flying business class. Mm-hmm. You're on the same plane going the same place.
But listen, first class is pretty nice.
I have to say, I just did it. Yeah, first class.
You land first.
Yes, you land first.
It's true. Right?
I mean, there is a certain comfort.
That's the thing. It's comfort on airplanes. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
I've only done it once.
I agree.
And it was like, oh my God.
I like it, actually, I have to say. But
fuckers.
It's
okay. Worth
it? Okay. Okay. So now it's my turn. Yes, I'm anxious to see.
Five. What are we doing? Career, college.
You know what? I'm going to do career because I did the college thing in real life already. So let's go
career. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So she gets two paydays.
She gets to choose a career.
So the top two cards. And you pick the one you want.
Ooh, I could be a film star.
Ooh.
My salary started at $100,000 and bonus five. Someone spends five, they pay me $20,000. Oh, yeah.
I forgot to say that. So on your career
there's a
number. Yeah.
Here I am. The other choice was an athlete. I'm going to be the film star.
Okay. So you passed two paydays, right?
Yes.
So you get $200,000.
Wow.
So she's sitting pretty
Pretty.
She's got
$400,000 in cash and I've got a home cinema.
Careful.
And I just,
so loud.
I'm sorry. Don't make me laugh.
Right?
Thank you. And I can.
And you're in college, and I'm just a film star.
Talk about dragging me down through life, though, right?
No, it's true.
People say, now I've got to grab this home cinema, and I've got to drag it through my life now.
Because
I paid $50,000 for it.
Sorry about that.
So can I fit in that one-bedroom apartment? No, because I have a home cinema.
Yeah, right? You have to pay for even more crap. Okay, so we're good.
Yeah, sorry about the outburst.
That's okay. And you land on a payday, so you don't get an action card. So that's my turn again. Mm-hmm. 8.
So he doesn't get an action card? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So two paydays.
And my payday is $50,000, so I get $100,000. And then I get an action card. Dress like a comic book hero. Pick an opponent, both name your superpower and spin. Bank pays highest spinner 50K for wearing underpants on the outside. So I want to know. I'm gonna pick Bruce for this one.
Well, I'm not gonna wear my underpants.
I know, that's fine. Both name your superpower. So I'm gonna name my superpower and spin. My superpower is going to be mind reading. That is my superpower. I picked a two. Now it's your turn. I can spin for you.
Mine is going to be the ability to see into the future.
10. So you won 50K. Congratulations.
There you go.
Good. Now I can buy some movies for my home cinema.
I'll come and star.
Yeah, you can be a star in the movie.
Perfect.
But you'll have to pay me.
Okay, now it's Bruce's turn. 3. So remember what your career card is too, and remind me, where are you? Okay, so we have to stop. You're graduating. Now you get to pick the top two cards.
Do I pick the top two?
Yeah,
pick the top two. Choose your favorite.
So he went to college, paid 100K for it. What do you get out of it?
Oh, cool. I'm going to be a brain surgeon.
Wow. So you went to lots of school. 130K. Yep. Okay. So that will pay back that loan pretty good.
I'm a brain surgeon. With a home cinema. So now it's starting to make sense.
And your number is
six.
Okay. So whenever someone rolls a six, you get money.
So am I supposed to remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's I'm not going to remind you to get paid money.
That's right.
You got to be responsible for that. Okay. Have we learned any more life lessons here so far? Are we still going?
Well, not really. I don't know if it always worked out that way, but going the college route, mm-hmm. I got to be a brain surgeon. My salary is 130K.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So really, 30K.
So now you've paid for your home cinema?
Because you paid 100,000.
Well, I haven't paid for it yet because I haven't started working yet. I haven't hit a payday yet.
You haven't hit a payday.
Yeah. But my potential is
potential there.
But you paid 100K. So but really, I paid 100K. You have like 30K.
Yeah. Right? Yes. 30K right now.
Because you have to pay your debts.
Yes. Right?
Your tuition.
It'll take a little while to pay that off. So that's always the question is, so what was your career?
I'm a musician.
Why isn't it face up?
Oh, I could have it face up. I'm a musician.
And you're making $50,000. So that's always the question. But then there's quality.
I might enjoy this more.
Yeah, but there's quality of life. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like a brain surgeon, I'm going to be locked into a certain lifestyle.
Yes.
And
yes.
Lots of commitment to job.
Yeah.
And stress as well.
And stress,
right?
Because
you're saving lives and sometimes save lives.
And people are going to die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's going to make me feel bad. That's going to impact my home life.
That's why you're getting paid more.
That's why you're getting paid more.
You're receiving heavy emotional
trauma.
But you're getting paid. So is it worth it, basically? I've decided if you can handle the emotional trauma, is it worth it for the cash value?
And that's going to also bear on your personality type. Like for me, an INTJ would be more geared towards the brain surgeon.
Yes, because you get to focus on
something. You can
narrow.
And
you're solving a problem.
I like structure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So INTJ likes structure. Mm-hmm. Whereas you are the hippy-dippy ENFPs.
Musician would be
perfect for you.
Yes.
Musician would be
And
awesome.
Film star is probably not bad for you. You're the extrovert.
I would love,
being
on
extrovert.
Stage.
Yes, you're the,
absolutely.
You're with all these people.
Yes.
So that's where personality comes in. She's the, like, Giselle's the ENTJ, which is the extrovert. I'm the INTJ.
Which is the introvert.
Which is introvert. So ENFP, I would be working, not alone, but I'd be working a lot of solitary type things.
Yes,
would help
your,
me.
Yeah.
And so that's actually how we gear our personality types to what we do.
In terms of our career.
It's actually kind of funny that it all happened.
It did.
That's kind of accurate.
It shows the choices that we've taken, right? Because you have, and that's why I think it's great in this game that you have two choices and you pick the one that's better.
It does come back down to choice. Yes, we are spinning and that's kind of dictating our life, but we get to make the choices. It's our choice what we decide to do.
I just picked the one that paid the most money.
Which is fine. This is the game of life. Okay, so whose turn is it? It's your turn?
It's my turn.
I think it's your turn.
Let's see what happens.
Five. Wait, your number is 5. What does that say?
It says that I need 20K.
From the bank?
You get 20K?
20K from the bank, yes.
Voila.
I'm not sure where that comes from, but
it's just extra money. It's for fun.
It's good.
You got 5. So you're here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Payday.
Payday.
So, no action cards for you, but you get money.
Okay,
I mean, that's interesting too. It's like the film stars, I feel like, are just payday from payday. They don't really have, like, I don't know, maybe this is just an
assumption
I'm making.
You know, you get
paid
a lot for one job, but then you're always struggling because you always have to audition. It's not always given.
Yeah.
You don't get the home cinema.
I don't get the home cinema. But maybe I have enough money to buy my own.
Oh my gosh.
You got a 1.
I got a 1. Aww. So I get another action card. start an online business, pay the bank $50K.
So you're an online musician?
I guess you could. Or I'm teaching or something, or. All right.
Okay. Spin for me.
Let's see. Five.
I get a payday.
Oh, I get 20K. Thank you, Bruce.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You get an action card. You get 130, right?
Yeah. Give a big speech at work. Pick an opponent. Both reveal your embarrassing moment and spin. Bank pays the highest person $70,000.
Wow. Oh. Sorry. What do you have to say? Your most embarrassing moment?
Well, what are the chances of me saying my most embarrassing moment here?
This is him going against his IP.
But really, it has nothing to do with your embarrassing moment and more to do with spin.
Well, it's asking for vulnerability.
It does. You have to be vulnerable to be able to say, you have to pick someone as well, right? Who has to reveal.
He's like, what? Do I have to do this right now?
I don't want
to
play this game anymore.
Just say something.
This is where like the hand goes like this and flips.
Giselle
the board,
can go first.
I can go first.
If that's who your opponent
Giselle,
is.
I'll pick Giselle because Giselle didn't play the last
one. Okay. Well, it's kind of funny. So I have to say my embarrassing moment. Yeah. It's funny because I was on stage dancing and my costume, the spaghettis, I had a wardrobe malfunction. On stage.
Oh no.
Yes. So everything's showing, right?
Oh no.
Yeah, I just kept dancing, keep going. And then, but it was pretty embarrassing because you don't realize it in the moment. You just have to deal with it. You make the decision because everybody's kind of relying on you.
Yeah. You can't just stop.
You can't
stop,
right? But then you go off stage, you're like, oh my God, what just happened, right? And then you fall apart a little bit. So that was pretty embarrassing.
I peed my pants one time while I was running. In college, I'll just input an embarrassing moment for fun. Oh, you're supposed to spin too. One.
Oh, it looks like I'm going to get 70 grand.
It's going to be worth the vulnerable moment. Yeah. Okay, ready?
I can't think of a real vulnerable moment. Like,
you've never done anything embarrassing?
Nothing embarrassing.
You never coughed up food out of your nose or tripped?
Threw up
and fell in front of someone
in
someone's office.
Threw up in somebody's office?
Wait, are you thinking about that?
I said that because it was actually a scene of something in a movie last night. It was on TV. Fair. Like
I'm not the... Once again, you're going INTJ, right?
Yes.
I'm the INTJ brain surgeon.
Right. So what is an INTJ version of embarrassment?
Embarrassing for me is when I'm singled out in a crowd...
So, like,
I'm
right
not
now.
Ready for. Yeah, okay.
This is my most embarrassing moment.
If somebody were to sing happy birthday to me in a restaurant.
Yes.
Like, you know, all the people come out. I'm going, no, go away. Do not do that.
Yeah. Or if you were maybe something that you don't know the rules and then all of a sudden you have to play. Like, if you said, okay, let's play a game that you don't know the rules and now you're put on the spot, right?
You were like, let's figure this out before we get on there, right?
Right? Like, I don't want to be on camera here figuring out the rules.
Yeah, if you do that in real life, how does that prepare someone, though? Sometimes you get into situations where you have to do something.
That's true.
No, I don't have to put up with somebody singing me happy birthday.
No, you don't have to put up with it. But how do you – the question is that how do you respond when you're in that situation?
Normally for me, you just kind of push your way through it, but it makes
it's
you a little grumpy.
Yeah,
yes.
It's pushing your vulnerability because you're very strictly an INTJ, so it's like extremely hard for you to be able to for me, it's really easy. I can say that I farted the other day. Like, I don't care. Like, this is my life. I'm a human. But that's my that's my extrovert. Do you know what I mean? I'm an extrovert. So, like, it's really easy for me. You're an introvert. So, it's like.
I was just thinking about a time, actually.
Because she's an extrovert and she's having no problem.
Yeah, because I had a ponytail on and I wanted my hair to curl. I was going to university. So, I had put a roller, like, you know, a pink roller on. Got on the bus, two buses, went downtown, went to university, was in the classroom, with 300 people.
Hair.
And then I kind of went,
And you just had my
hair. And I was like, oh, shit.
Or just like having your underwear out like too much or something. Yeah,
the same thing happened to me in college. Yeah. Pink roller thing.
Yeah,
pink roller thing.
He gave his embarrassing moment. It was perfect. We understood a little bit more about Bruce today. Five.
So I give her more money again.
Thank you.
Yes, but you also
get
70K.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you get 70K because?
Because he won. He did the vulnerability.
He did the vulnerability.
Look at getting rewarded for vulnerability.
Okay. See? Giselle's turn.
Give me an 8 or something. Oh, one again?
Sorry. This is me rolling it. I guess I'm getting ones again. That's okay. So
do I get an action card?
You get an action card. This is your first action card.
Let's see. Bonus payday. Choose another player to be your boss and tell them a joke. If they laugh, collect a bonus payday from bank. It's 100K. Oh, man.
Oh, this is going to be a tough crowd.
Okay.
Who are you going
to
ask?
So you have to make someone laugh.
I take it you're going to ask her.
No, I'm going to ask you because it's a challenge.
How much you get paid?
100K.
Well, I'm not going to laugh.
I think he'll be the first to not laugh. I think you might have a better chance of
laughing. I know, but I just want to try. Yeah, I just want to try because it's just a game. Why not
do it? About if either one of us laugh?
I'm not even good at...
If either one of us laugh, you get the money.
You get the money. Oh, see, look at him making it easier for me. Oh, you were, so for people who are not, who are only listening, Jag is ready, right, with her stern face, ready face not on. To laugh. Right? And Giselle is thinking of a joke because she can never remember jokes. Do I know a joke? Yes, but you've heard, you've heard it before.
Have I heard it?
Damn it. Maybe not. Okay. So this guy is, since we're talking about relationships. So this guy is dating two people at the same time, mm-hmm. two girls. And he's trying to figure out, her name is Claire Lee, mm-hmm. and the other one is Lorraine. And he's trying to figure out, okay, who am I going to date exclusively? Because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. Right? So he decides, okay, I like picnics. So I'm going to take them on a picnic separately and then see if I enjoy myself. And if I do, then that's the person I'm going to date exclusively. Mm-hmm. So he decides to take Lorraine out first. So mm-hmm. they're going out. They're having a great time. They're walk, and then they decide after the picnic to walk by a river. And they're walking. And then Lorraine just slips and falls in the river. And she drowns. And he goes, I can see clearly now. Lorraine is gone.
Okay, well, that's kind of funny. That was really good. That was just like, I didn't know where that was going because I knew that clearly Lorraine was going to come in somewhere. But like,
she smiled. Okay, she didn't laugh.
Yeah, you got it.
She gets 40,000.
Did I laugh? What was the rule?
You didn't laugh. You have to laugh.
Okay, it wasn't a guffaw.
If they laugh, collect a bonus payday from them.
You didn't.
No, you can't change the rules.
I think we can do whatever we want.
Well, we can, but I don't want to. I choose not to change the rules and so to accept that I don't
didn't
get
laugh.
It didn't laugh.
It was cute.
Might have been funnier if you'd have sang it.
Yeah, just because she'd be laughing at my singing.
Great. No. Who's it? My turn now?
Because some people might not even know what that means.
It's true.
8, finally, a big one, but I can't even go anything anywhere because I have to stop to get married. But I think
you have to get married?
That's the game.
The game is telling me I have to get married.
Wow.
Because we decided to respect the rules.
Did we
right?
not bring the little baby things over? It's okay. We'll just pretend.
Oh, yeah, you're married. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to add a person.
Which I think is stupid. We could talk about this and how, like, society standards. Yeah. Like, do we really have to get married? Like, why do we have to get married?
No, because that's why now they're even recognizing common law, right?
Right.
Because really, it's a contract. Well, it's really more of a financial
and I guess in the game
government thing.
That's kind of what they're saying. You're partnering mm-hmm. up somehow. Mm-hmm. Whichever way you're going to partner up.
Yes.
You're going to partner up usually in some way.
Yes. Yes. But still, I think it's just funny.
Yeah.
Stop getting married.
And it would be interesting to know when was this
And there's only like two rings. And like, well, I think this game itself is fairly old.
It's old, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is the 1970s, 60s is when it was started. It's been updated, obviously.
Yes.
I remember in the one I had as a kid, there was actually a bridge in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't used to look like that. Yeah,
so this is just a newer version of it. But yeah, it's stop getting married is still a part of it.
But also the actions weren't, they didn't have actions where you had to do stuff either. So it's kind of an interesting thing.
All right. Well, I'm good.
Okay. My turn.
Nine.
9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stop. Get married.
And you get a payday. 130.
Yep.
No action card.
Actually, do you just want to give me 20 back? And then we can make sure.
There we go. Okay. Giselle's turn.
My turn. Let's see what happens.
She's going to stop, too. Ah, yep. I get money for that.
Yes, you do. How much do you get?
20K.
Hey, good. So I stopped as well, right?
Yep. So we all got married.
So we're all married.
Everybody's going to go out and buy the Game of Life now.
We should call Hasbro and say, hey,
we want some upgrades.
We want a commission.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Sales.
Okay, so we've done our first chunk. We have all got our careers. We've gotten married. Mm-hmm. Now we're going into the next stage of life.
And what was interesting at the beginning, I was saying to Jaggy, when we look at the game and the retirement, this is the ultimate destination addiction.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
We're having to go to college, then you get married, well, yeah, you know. And
it's laid out like a destination.
Yeah.
And that's right? The problem is we live our lives like this because yeah. It's some kind of roadmap that somebody has decided that this is how
the
we way
have this to is live. This is the way it has to be, right? And now you got to get to the next stop. And
rather than living in the moment and being happy. Mm-hmm.
And taking what is actually there.
Yeah, like...
What
yeah.
is actually around you, what is within your vicinity.
And understanding your core values and going, what is it that I want from life? What is it? Because often in many cases, it's my parents that want me to go to college and become a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
It might not be me.
I mean, just speaking... I mean, I was always told I was going to college. Like, there was, like, no doubt in your guys' mind. I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad thing because it no, still for, got me
But
somewhere.
I had always said...
Yeah.
And I'd always said that... And it was confusing for some people. I'd said, I don't want you to go to college for the education. I want you to go to college for the experience.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what I got out of it. Yeah. I got an experience because I chose a college that was going to give me
exactly.
experience.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't care which college she went to. Yeah, as long as because she got the experience. I just wanted her to have a different experience than she was having here.
Yeah.
With different people, with different cultures, with different...
Yeah, I do believe in that. I do believe that it's
important.
It's important to go also to go away.
Yeah, yes. To get away.
Mistakes
yeah.
away from your parents.
Yeah.
But the way I was brought up, there was no question that everybody was going to college. Like there was just no question. But it's kind of funny because, you know, I have two sisters who decided, we're not going.
Screw that. Yeah.
Like, see, we're going to be musicians instead.
Perfect. Going against the norm. Yeah. But no, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like I very much appreciated my college experience. Mm-hmm. I was like grateful to have it. Yeah. But it's like, it's.
But there was never any pressure. We never said, what are your grades? Or what are
No, it was never about that. It was like my own
situation.
Yeah. It was just go take whatever you want. Enjoy the experience. Because I remember that you were worried about something once. And I said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, just literally, enjoy.
Yeah.
You were worried about where you were going to work after college. I remember that conversation. Mm.
I remember that too. Yeah.
And I said, you're getting too far ahead. Just enjoy your college experience.
Yeah.
I said, because this is never going to come back. So just enjoy
it. Yeah.
True.
And that's where I, you know, thinking back now, I wasn't doing Conscious Partner then, right?
No.
But I still had that same mindset back then, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is because a lot of us know these things already.
We do.
Deep down, we do. But it's our dysfunctions get in the way of us actually, like, because you, like, knew it. It's an inherent, it was within you, right? Yeah. You never weren't taught that. It was just the way, right? Were you taught that?
No. Nobody ever taught me. I just, over the course of my life, I went, no, this is.
It felt
right, yeah.
Yes.
And I think this is where the spotlight comes into play, you know, like that we chose spotlight for the programs because, as you said, we kind of know it instinctively. We just don't know what it's called or
we can't navigate it.
It kind of gives you.
You get a lot of outside pressure. Mm-hmm. Like other people are telling you, and you're watching other people go to college and choosing their careers and where they're going to work and what they're going to do and how they're going to do this and how.
And then you
and so you have all of those people telling you that, and. You know, in our case, I was telling you, no, just enjoy college.
Yeah, just enjoy the fact that you're there.
Yeah.
Just go play ball, enjoy it.
Yeah.
No.
Drink, do whatever, just have some fun.
You know, it is kind of funny. Like, for me, I remember I wanted to go, right? Because I like knowledge, I like learning. But the marks, it was really important for us to have great marks when we're in high school and we're, you know, with our parents. And as soon as we're getting to college, they didn't care. They never again asked, you know, what are your marks or anything like that. It was really interesting. Like it didn't
matter. Well, I mean, it was almost like the mission was accomplished. You got to freaking college. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Now it's your responsibility.
Well, you're an adult now.
Figure it out.
Yeah. But for me, the goal for college was not to go to college. It was to have a focus in mind to keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
And
I think that's super
important. Really all it was.
And this is why I think there's merit in going to, and it doesn't have to be.
There's merit in discipline.
And I always say post-secondary education, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Right? Because it could be college, it could be a course
community
in something
college,
else, it could be anything. Yeah. Because now you're learning how to navigate through life with other people. You're learning to be part of a community. So there's a lot of skills.
And it's more about your choice too.
Yeah, like to make good choices.
Well, it's but you're also like, it's they can force us into high school, but like that secondary education isn't something that we're forced into, right? It really does become more of our choice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. Fun. Now we're moving on.
So it's turn.
My turn.
Your turn.
Yeah.
One.
Guys. Comes up a lot.
For me.
Yeah.
And it's laughing me in the face because the other one was the one. So I would have been getting, if I had picked the other one, I would have had like a bunch of 20K paydays. But I picked this one because mine are worth two.
So then let's talk about that. Sometimes what? When we make choices and then we, is it the regret of, oh, shit, yeah, if I had picked.
That's actually a perfect example.
It's a perfect example.
If I would have chosen the other one, my path would have been different. But
it's about accepting your path.
No, but you don't know that everything else would have been the same.
Right.
That's right.
So yes, I might have been getting more of the 20K things, but I could have gotten a bunch of action cards that told me to pay money to the bank.
Exactly.
I forget what your job was.
It was
a stunt performer.
Yeah, so that's...
So a stunt performer could have, you know, an artist, they're two completely different careers. Are you going to enjoy this as much?
Well, yeah, a stunt performer, I'm going to get injured probably.
You're going to get injured.
Be more risky for not the same amount of money, too. Like, I'm going to have... That's not really worth it in that way.
But the thing is, you were going... But the one is random.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
But the universe does that.
That's right.
And you're also not done yet. Yeah. There could be a bunch of twos coming
up. Right. Yes. It's true.
It's really interesting to see how
it is.
But we look back and we go, darn it, I should have done that.
Yes.
But who says that was going to make a difference?
Yes. That's why they say hindsight is 20/20.
And that's where we have an event, destination addiction, right? We get addicted to, first of all, where we're going and we don't enjoy today.
Well, and then we get addicted to thinking about, I don't know, that it's still a mindset of if I did this, I would have been better. Yeah, and that's now you're discounting yourself.
It's almost like confirming if we are in a bad spot, we're confirming, well, if I had made the other choice, I wouldn't be in the spot I'm in right now.
And if we live our lives like that,
we don't know that.
We're not going to be happy.
Okay, so my action card was fired for sneaking your cat into work. So return.
Oh, cool. I got fired.
The musician.
I got fired. Okay, so I returned the card, put it at the bottom. Return your career card to its deck, shuffle the deck, and take the top two cards. Take your favorite.
Do I include this one in
Yes, you do, and shuffle it all up again. So maybe I will get a different career.
And you can choose from all of them?
No, I just get, again, the first top two again. And I pick between the two of them again.
Okay, so two.
Thanks. Oh, wow. So I could be a police officer or a farmer.
Hmm. What's the money?
Well, the farmer gets 80K and the police gets 50K. So, I mean, I'm probably going to pick the farmer because A, it's more money. B, I'm working with nature.
And what's the number?
It's still number two.
Okay.
Still got a two here. See? So it's almost like it's reconfirmation. Yeah. Like you're supposed to
be
on this path.
You're supposed to be on this path. Yeah.
And what was your number when you were playing ball?
Two. No, listen. Two is my number. I'm born on July 2nd, 1992. Yeah. Like two is my number. Yeah. College college was 22. Like two is the number. So, yes. Okay, now it's Bruce's turn. Five.
Thank you.
Why do I keep giving you money?
Because you need
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't even get a payday.
No payday.
What does this say? Pick an opponent. Both do a tap dance and spin. Well, we're not going to do that one.
I can do a tap dance.
Let's pick this one because we're not going
to. So we can just pretend to dance.
Yes. No, we'll pick another one.
I'll pick another one. Where did you put it?
In the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, I won a beautiful forehead contest. Tell everyone why your forehead's the prettiest.
Yes, I want to hear you say.
$40,000 from the bank.
Tell us.
Okay, so why is your forehead the prettiest?
Well, it's fairly long, and it's fairly wrinkly.
So why is that pretty?
It kind of looks like a raisin.
A raisin. Raisins are known for raisins their are ugly? Prettiness.
I know you don't like
they're
raisins.
They're yummy.
No, I don't like raisins.
Yeah, I'm taking, you get 40K?
Yeah.
So I'm taking 10 back.
Tell them why your forehead's the prettiest.
I would have liked to do the tap dancing one.
Put your action cards together. There you go. Okay, you're good.
Maybe I'll get a payday.
One.
Pretty forehead.
Maybe I will not get a payday.
You will get an action card.
I get an action card. And what do I do?
You must be doing something weird, because every time Giselle's up, you get a one for her.
I get a one, too. For me, too.
An opponent. Both play the air guitar and spin.
And spin?
Yes.
But we can't really spin, but we can play the air guitar.
And
what do you mean we can't play? No, I think spin after.
Oh,
the
and spin, yes.
Spin after, yeah. Okay. Bank pays highest spinner 20K for supreme rock star style. If you picked up this card,
is interesting.
I get to keep
you get
this,
to keep it.
Because I can get 100,000.
Yeah, keep
at
all
the
your
end.
Action cards.
Yes.
Ooh, cool.
What's really interesting is, see, this is the type of game that drives an introvert crazy.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Some of it is extroverted.
I don't want to do that.
No,
I know.
This reminds me of a person at at work when every time we would do like a leadership management mm-hmm. thing, and then we'd have an icebreaker, and she's like, "Oh shit, I don't want to do that." Yeah, she just hated that because she was an introvert.
No, and that's the thing, and that's why even totally during the events, I make sure the icebreakers aren't anything that anybody has to participate in. It's like just silly. You can enjoy it or not. You can participate or not. And for that very reason, it's because I know some people don't like it.
And me, the extrovert, I play parts, like I do different voices.
Okay, well, we'll do it. Air guitar.
Oh,
okay.
My God. No, we don't want to get up. See, I have no, because it's supposed to be air, so this is why I'm
I got a
good.
Six.
Well, hold on. This is supposed to be for me to get money.
No, it's not for you to get money. She's picking me as her opponent because you're not going to play air guitar. Okay, ready? This is Giselle's role. Two.
So you.
What do I get?
You get.
And you get money too.
Oh my God! For playing the most epic. Well, I was a musician.
No, but you get money also.
Oh, because I'm a two, so I get another 20K.
See, you were gonna forget.
I was gonna forget.
And see how you weren't gonna remind me for mine.
That's because I was being competitive. I was being competitive.
Who is the nicer person?
The nicer person. But who needs confirmation that they are the nicer person?
Hey, we don't need your psychology crap going here.
Okay.
Sorry, I can resist. You walked into that one.
Whose turn is it now?
Yes, I walked into that one.
You just went.
Yes,
so
it's your turn. Yeah.
Perfect. Four. No one has a four.
No one has a four.
One, two, three, four. Gracias.
And your action is?
Build a maze. Everyone loves it. Collect 50K from the bank. Look at my artsy brain.
Okay, my turn.
Yep. Great farmer.
Payday.
Eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I've got to. What's that?
Oh, do you stop if you get a stop? Yeah,
you can. Yes, you have to stop. You have to stop.
So I go on life path or night school.
So yeah, so night school, if you went there, you would get to pick a new career. Or if you're happy with your career, you can just keep going.
Do you have to pay tuition fees if you go to night school?
Yeah, I think so.
I would imagine. Oh, well, who's going to want a new career?
I might want a new career.
I'm happy.
So now you're
no
more a surgeon. So maybe you...
No, I don't want to be. I want to stay a brain surgeon.
He's happy with a brain surgeon.
What is it?
I get to go
pay the bank $100K to go to night school.
I get to pick away at people's brains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm alone.
Pay $100K.
I don't have to pay.
Good. Oh, he's not going
to night school. Yeah,
so he's good.
You get to choose. Yeah.
I get to choose. Yeah.
Okay. So he's done now.
So your turn, Giselle.
Three. One, two, three. Action card.
All right. Take a dream vacation. Pick an opponent. Both describe your dream holiday and spin. Bank pays highest spinner, 20K.
I mean, this is a good one for Bruce, I feel like. Because it's not like super extroverted. You could probably describe your dream vacation, right?
What would be
Perfect.
Describe your dream vacation.
I think it would... one thing I've always wanted to do was do the Bora Bora thing with the overwater huts.
Pick mine?
With the overwater hut. But I'd want to, I'd like to do like a week in Bora Bora and a week in...
The Maldives?
No. Do something more interesting, like something in Europe, whether it be Italy or you know, Greece.
Yep.
Do something culturally.
Yep.
Yeah, but in the, not the pot, not the tourist stuff.
Obviously not.
Just... Yeah. Off in the back,
experience
like
the real culture.
Yeah, experience in the people, etc. Like do a 2 week holiday, half and half.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll spin for him first. I'll spin for him.
Sounds good. And
two.
Gets a two.
I get money.
Yay.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
I would like to go to Fiji.
Oh yeah.
But I think But I don't want to do the touristy thing. Same thing. But I also want to go to Spain because I'd love to go to Spain and be able to speak Spanish in Spain and see how
cool
is
experience.
My Spanish. And go to all the you know, go to museums. And it would be great to stay with a family.
Yes. Right?
Where you can immerse yourself in the culture.
The language,
in the language. And that would be great. Yeah. I don't want to go to a resort where I just stay there and drink.
Do nothing.
Yeah, that's not for me at all. Like I did go to Spain and it was seeing all the places.
Yeah, I got to go to Barcelona once. That was fun.
Oh yeah, you were in Barcelona, weren't you?
For 2 weeks. Five.
Thank you.
So that was yours. You got a two, so she gets the money.
Yes.
How much does she get?
I get 20.
You get 20?
Mm-hmm.
Voila.
Merci.
Oh no, but what do you get for winning the
trip? 20.
Another 20. Actually, do you just want to give me Those two back. Okay. And then another 10.
Oh, I don't have a 10.
Yes,
oh,
you
yes,
do.
I do have a 10.
There you go. What are you doing? Are you just exchanging?
Yeah.
For 50?
Okay, whose roll?
For 50. That was Giselle, so it's mine.
So it's yours, yes. Jackie. And she gets a...
Sharon.
You
move
pink?
I'm pink.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See, it stopped.
Okay. But you get my payday. So I get 80K this time.
Okay, my turn.
Hold on. Oh, I just got to stop. I get to decide if I want to go to night school or not.
Well, no, you got to do it in your next roll. You don't do it now.
Yeah, I do it now. I hit a stop.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't do it till your next roll.
No, I do it now. Oh, I can decide if I'm going to night school now.
Yeah, the same way that you decided not to
go. I guess I have time. Okay, fine. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. All right. You ready?
Oh, isn't that nice? Sure. Sure. That's me passive aggressive.
Look it, I gave you a 10. Now you're moving. Okay, now you're cruising.
I'm going to
move.
See, now I decide. Yes. And I'm not going to go to night school. So yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's that?
A house.
I didn't land on that.
Yeah, okay. So you,
action card and a payday.
Buy a house? Does he have to buy a house if he passes house?
I think you have to
land on it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Ah, crap.
What?
Uh-oh.
Darn brain surgeons.
What happened?
What do you have to do now?
Buy a priceless painting. Tell everyone what it looks like.
So how much do you have to pay?
50 grand.
Okay.
Oh, it's not too bad.
So just give me this back.
Oh, well, yeah, but actually, it's pretty. That's a pretty good price for a priceless painting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50K is a pretty low price.
Pretty low price for something that's priceless.
Yeah, yes. I would agree with that.
So yeah, I guess that's pretty good. What does it look like? It is a large blue square with a red dot in the left corner.
How did I know? Is that like the growth shot
picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's that one again? Oh, that's gratitude. No.
No, it's about. It might be gratitude.
I think it might be gratitude because it's focusing on like what like space on, there is versus the tiny black dot.
Focusing on what's not there rather than what is there.
And the funny thing is that when I pictured something with a dot in it and I thought, oh, let's see. Reading my mind here. But is that your superpower, mind reading?
Right?
But for everybody, if you ever take that event, one of the very first screens, it's just a blank screen, has a little dot on it. And everybody says, what do you see? And the idea is you're supposed to write down what you see.
Yeah, you take like 5 minutes to describe it.
And people describe, they might describe where the dot is on the page. And
how big the dot is. Mm-hmm.
But they're all focusing on the dot.
They're all focusing on the dot because it's the only thing on the white page.
Yeah.
But the goal is to then get them to focus on everything else that's there, the wide open space, the space for creativity and imagination and that kind of stuff. Focus on what we do have, not what we don't have. So that was
my
you.
Turn.
Yep.
So Giselle's give me a turn. 10 as well. That would be great.
No.
Wow.
Thank you.
So you passed a payday and you'd have to stop. So you get 100.
I get 100 for my payday.
Voila.
Thank you.
And then I guess it's my turn. So am I
going to that a career thing to stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to decide.
Which way are you going to go? You've already changed careers once. You're kind of that's certainly ENFP of you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think I'm probably going to.
And once again, everybody, that's where the personality, if you haven't done a personality event, it's so valuable to understand, like, literally what she's doing is ENFP. And what I'm doing is INTJ. And I have to understand that she's not going to think the same way I am.
No,
that's right. And it's okay.
Since I'm my type, I think she has to think the same way as I do.
Yes.
And that's where we start to drive our children, trying to drive them down a certain path.
Yeah, that's why you come into those difficulties with them, because like you're thinking they can understand it from your way. So you're telling them to do things your way, but their way, but it doesn't make sense to them.
And interestingly, I mean, it comes from a good place, good intentions.
Yeah.
Because you think,
I just want to care for you.
This is the way I see it. And I know that if they do it this way.
And this
way,
is the way I want to do it. So they should want to do it that way too.
But that's not the way it works. Case.
No, yes. It's not the way I agree. Okay. I'm going to go to night school. So I'm going to pay 100K. I'm going to put my farmer career back.
And we're leaving it in there? I'm not going to leave it in there just so you don't be farmer again.
But see the way you like to.
I guess. So I paid the 100K. So I get to have this one now. So you got to shuffle this
one. You got to go to college.
Yeah. Night school goes to college.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Right? It's secondary education.
Let's see.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. Oh. Hopefully I get something good.
Yeah. This is interesting. There we go.
Top two are your choices.
Okay. So I could be a lawyer. Or a fashion designer.
Well, that's a kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, the lawyer makes 120 and the fashion designer makes 80.
Yeah, but
so it's the same amount as a farmer.
Which one is going to make you happier?
Well, obviously the 80K one, but I didn't just spend 100 grand to take less money. That's the thing. This is
okay. This is what life is.
Okay, so we're not basing this game on trying to win the game. We're basing this game based on trying to follow our
core values.
We can do anything you want, but we need to discuss the thought process here.
Yes, about
and because this choices, is what people yeah. run okay. into is they go.
Yes.
This is where if you're not looking at your core values, I could choose the lawyer to bank the 120 grand.
But I'm going to be extremely unhappy.
I'm not going
to
be happy.
Unless you have a plan. Because some people, you know, I know someone who chose to be, you know, did great, went to Harvard Law School and decided I'm going to work for 5 years. I know it's going to be hard. It's going to, and then I have the choice to do other things.
Well, can I also decide what kind of lawyer I want to be?
Yeah.
Maybe I want to be a lawyer to defend like human rights and, you know, other world problems. Sure. No. I don't think that would be no.
A lawyer is still going to be spending a lot of time in an office.
Yeah.
Reading.
But so is a fashion designer. So is a fashion designer.
Fashion designer means I'm going to be. Spend time in an office. Yeah. You spend time in an open air area with models all over the place.
But that's maybe one or two times a year, right?
The majority would be on a desk.
But yeah,
I guess it depends what kind of fashion designer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be a successful fashion designer.
You're so funny. I'm picking the lawyer.
Is that the surgeon talking?
Okay.
You know, are you?
I'm taking the money.
Take the money and run.
Okay, but just a second. What did that just say about your core values?
No, but this is real life. No, I'm living my life through my core values.
We're playing this for this purpose.
Okay, so could
I'm foregoing,
be,
I'm foregoing something. I'm you foregoing. Just said,
I'm going to take the money.
Yes.
You literally said that out loud.
So are you at a point in your life, you know, like that right now that has
so
more priority?
What did you start out as?
Right?
I started out as 50.
She was a musician at 50.
Musician?
Musician. Yeah. Farmer.
At 80.
And now lawyer. It's like, so musician didn't work, farmer didn't work. I'm going to try this law thing.
Who knows? See, maybe I'll get another job too.
Yeah.
But this is an opportunity that as an ENFP, the opportunity to become a lawyer in some fashion approached me, I'd be like, let's go. Like if I have the education and it's in the zone of what I want to do with my life, then yes, I could totally foresee myself doing that.
As long as everybody listening says we shouldn't be saying I'm going to go for the money.
No. I'm going to forgo certain needs of mine to pursue a lawyer position.
But for what reason? But for the money or for something else?
Well, if that's what I'm saying, if I can be a lawyer who's like defending actual, like I'm not like a celebrity, puppies. I'm not a celebrity lawyer being like, oh, this person didn't say that. I'm actually like doing something good. Yeah, sure. Puppy farms.
Yeah. It could be human rights.
Human rights. Any social injustice type of thing. Mm-hmm. If I can help people, whereas a fashion designer, that's the thing is a fashion designer, I am a model and I can do that, but it doesn't mean it's within my core values because fashion. I mean, I don't give a fuck about fashion.
You could be an immigration lawyer if you want.
Exactly. I can help people. So I think a lawyer, as much as there's a higher pay grade, there's an opportunity for me to do good in the world. Yes.
Okay. So, and that's the point is we should have that discussion with ourselves, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Before we just say, I'm going to do it for the money.
I'm taking the money. Okay. I'm going now. Also, my new number is 9. So I got a 6.
Hey, I get money for that.
Yes, you do.
You get 6?
Yes,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Payday! I got 120.
Which is all you have to decide.
Dope.
I see.
Okay, my turn. Well, I got a payday coming up. 6. I get another 20 grand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Action card. And I get my payday. Did you do my payday?
Yeah.
Buy a designer suit looking good.
How much does it cost you?
30 grand.
Okay, so what
kind of suit do I buy that's 30 grand?
A cheap suit. No, I'm joking. 30 grand is, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money for a suit.
Made out of silk or something.
It's going to be more than silk.
Or cashmere. Ooh.
Okay, so you're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giselle. So now I have to decide.
3. Huh. Oh, yeah, you have to decide.
No, I'm going to stay a film star.
She's happy with it.
I'm happy with it.
Action heard.
Yes. I forget about that. Buy a bouncy castle. Spin to see how high you jump. Collect 10K and spin from bank.
Spin from bank.
So let's collect 10K? Mm-hmm. What does it say?
It says collect 10K, spin from bank.
What does that mean?
It doesn't just spin.
It says and spin from bank.
times spin from bake. So 10K times the number you get.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but it says spin to see how high you jump. That's why. So she gets 80 grand.
80 grand. Yeah,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Do you want to give me 2 tens back?
Yes, I will gladly do that.
Gracias.
Jeez.
Not three.
Go.
Okay. So this is yours now, too.
Merci.
So bouncy castles. We're having fun here.
Yes. Caitlin's turn.
Five.
Thank you.
She gets more money again.
Thank you. So the film stars having a lavish life.
Five.
Totally.
Oh, I get an extra credit. I thought I was going to land on the house. I was like, yes, I'm
living my best extrovert life.
Oh my gosh. Pass your driving test. Tell everyone what car you got. Pay bank 50K. I want a Tesla. That's what car I got. A friggin' nice ass Tesla.
What color?
Black. And I'm going to name it Toothless.
You want to name it what?
Toothless.
Toothless.
Why Toothless?
Because it's Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon, and he's all black, and it's just like kind of looks like a car, kind of. Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Bruce's turn.
Bruce gets a
10.
Damn it.
I get lots of tens.
Yeah,
you do.
One, two.
You have to stop.
I got to stop anyway.
Yep.
I got a payday.
You do get a payday.
What do I got to stop for now? Family pack.
Family path or life path?
Oh,
there you go.
And what's the difference? Like, how's
that
work?
Also, your family path, you're going to have a lot of opportunity to have kids.
Okay.
And no matter what, you're going to end up with a kid. Whereas life path, you don't get a kid.
I already have a kid.
No, you don't. You have a partner.
You were just married. Yeah.
You're so funny. Not in the game.
Did you pay me?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. See, I have a delay here now. Your turn.
That's right.
I'm interested to hear your answer.
About this.
Okay. Ready?
I get a...
Wow.
Is that 10? 10?
Yep.
Well, thank you.
You're over there.
So
you're green.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I get 2 paydays.
2 paydays.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, one action card.
And an action card. What is your action card?
It says, win Family of the Year Award. Hug everyone to say thanks. Collect 40K from bank.
That's cute. We're hugging. Give me a 10 back, please.
Yeah, this is not a game for introverts, this game.
Are you telling us you're not having any fun? Is that it?
No, I'm just saying that all of this extra stuff is just
but
not
But doesn't
a game
mean
for
it's
introverts.
Bad stuff.
No, it's not that.
It's something
because you like
it's
hugs,
something
don't you?
Different.
It would force, not really.
You don't like hugs?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not a hugger.
That's fair. Okay.
Hugs are the best.
So it's my turn.
For extroverts.
Well, so we're...
And I know there's going to be people listening and going, yes. Yeah, you know what? I don't want that either.
And that's okay.
And that's what we have to understand. Okay. Yeah. It's okay to go. Mm. But it's also important to understand why you don't.
Yes. Mm.
And it's not something that, you know, yes, you want to certainly hug people that you have to hug.
Yeah.
But there's some people that go, I love hugs. And you're going,
yeah.
Really?
Well, I love hugs, but it doesn't mean I'm
going to
go
love hugs.
Yeah.
Do we love hugs
or do we like the way it makes us feel?
We enjoy hugs. No. We don't love hugs.
Yeah. But is it going to be, you know, are we going to do that to a stranger or someone that, no, right? Like it's not every single person that I will hug.
Yeah, that's fair. I might be a little different. Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, let me hug everyone. I like giving hugs. Okay, so I just want to time check. We're at like 53 minutes, 54 minutes.
Where
do you
want to
do
halfway?
Another? I think we're like just about there.
Could we do another round?
We could probably do one more round. Each.
Yes.
And then we can call it a day there. And then next episode will be round 2.
Okay. Mm.
6.
That's mine.
You're a lucky duck.
Look at this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we get to do this. Okay, so I passed the payday, so I get paid. We also landed on the spin thing. So we gotta grab those. So
what, those little things?
Yes.
We have to pick a number.
Yes.
I'm gonna pick a...
I'm gonna pick 8.
I wanna pick 2.
I'm gonna pick the 6.
All right. Ready?
We should have picked 1.
3.
So we have to keep going until someone gets 1.
Is that the rule?
Yes.
2.
Yeah.
How much money you get?
I don't know. Where does it say?
What does it say on the card?
Oh, right. We need this thing. I just know that I get money.
I'm going to switch in for 100 grand here.
200K.
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 That was
Look
worth it.
Twos on twos. Okay, Bruce's turn.
Nice.
9.
Oh,
I get 20 grand.
Okay. Is there an advantage to have the family?
it's your choice. Like, so just like we talked about my choice for college career. So now you had to decide, are you happy that you went and had a family? Was family something you wanted? No, but that's not really
the question. During the course of life is, would I normally go to the family? I think I probably would.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So what does that mean?
So that means you stop and you have to spin again.
Like it's spin again? What's
so you pass a payday. I'll give you your payday first. And then you spin to say how many kids you're going to get.
So I could have like 10 kids?
You could have 10 kids.
So 1 to 3 is 0 babies. 4 to 6 is 1 baby. 7 to 8 is twins. And 9 to 10 is triplets.
Okay, so spin.
So you'll get triplets.
9.
That's what I said.
You got triplets. Bruce got triplets. Okay. So
I have a partner and 3 children.
Yes. So your car is full. So
all the same time. I've got 3 children instantly.
Yeah. Yes. So you may be a big brain surgeon, but now you're paying for 3 kids and a partner.
But I can afford it because I'm a brain surgeon.
Yes.
But do you see them at all?
Yeah, that's
part of the problem. Right? The emotional connection. I thought we were going to stop.
No, we got one more.
Yeah, one Giselle, more.
We all got one more turn.
Oh, okay. 1. Oh, she's on the
she gets another
thing.
One. We get
she's
another
on
one.
The spinny thing.
Oh, good, good, good.
So are we picking the same numbers?
Give me a 5.
I'm going to change to 3. To 7.
All right.
4. 5. Who got it? You got it again? She's got $500,000 in one.
So I don't get 5 because 5 is my number.
But you do.
I get something. Yep. Thank you.
All right.
And suddenly being the brain surgeon isn't working out so well.
Going with the flow of life.
Do we have regret now?
No. Anyway, okay, we'll stop it here so we can finish up on the next episode.
Yeah. Yes. So, we just wanted to play life. You've watched us play a little bit of life. We're going to finish it up and continue this conversation next time.
I guess what if people don't enjoy it? Then they're not going to watch the next episode.
But they will because this is fun. This is like
so
different.
But then they'll have lots of other episodes to watch.
We got to, exactly. Yeah. This might not be the episode for everybody, but for like some of our valued listeners that listen to every single one, they're going to be like, oh my God, this
is
so much
fun. But you know what they're going to do? If they don't want to, they're going to speed it up and then see who wins, right?
Yeah.
Who won the game?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's okay. Yeah. We tried something new.
So it's good.
If you guys could follow us and subscribe, wherever you're listening, subscribe, give us a rating, give us a review. A Conscious Partner on Instagram, ACP Dr. Giselle on Instagram, and then ACP Jaggy on Instagram. You can connect with all of us. Mm-hmm. AConsciousPartner.com is our website. And thank you for listening. We value you.
All the email addresses are now active with.
Yeah, yes. We all have official email addresses with A Conscious
Bruce,
Partner.
Giselle,
and Jaggy. And then also Trishna has her own email address. She started the host event.
Yes.
Right. And she'll slowly work her way into the hosting duties. You'll see her on doing some foundation events.
Heck yeah. So
If there's anybody else out there that ever wants to get on the development path to hosting events,
let us know. Work towards. Yeah.
Trishna has now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our goal is to have more and more people hosting events over time. So it takes a long time to get to that point. Yeah, and Trishna's been doing stuff for a long time. And she's just starting to host events now, so she'll start with the foundation events.
So if you guys enjoy what we're doing, you want to commit to learning more and everything that we do here, then there's opportunities there. So
it's a great way to learn, actually.
Yeah, it is a great way to learn.
The best way to grow,
to have to explain it.
Yeah, to have to explain it to others. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're ever interested, that's the thing now.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Oakley dokley.